hello, internet. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Hello, world. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name's Rochelle, and I'm better than Eric.
Rochelle's better than me?
Yeah, except sometimes I bonk the mic, and that's not good.
You're fired from the show, Rochelle.
I am number one. Remember that show from the 80s where that robot would say, number one?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, in this episode, we have Rochelle's master plan. Not going to tell you what it is, but let me tell you, it's a doozy. It's going to knock your socks off. Holy smokes. But also, we're going to talk about what Rochelle brought home from a... what kind of sale was it?
An antique sale.
Oh, yeah. She brings home the best things.
So this whole show is about Rochelle because Rochelle is better than Eric.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay, you win. Anyways,
it's all about winning, right?
We are Calgary's only podcast. Tip, tap, tip.
Woohoo!
So, Rochelle, you've been busy.
I have been so busy scheming and pondering and finalizing my master plan.
Let's not get to that yet. You've been busy going around to antique sales and getting things.
No, I only went to one antique sale.
Okay.
You make it sound like this is my... biggest hobby ever. It's not. I enjoy it.
Okay.
But, you know, after you've been to a few of them, you're like, oh, more teacups and saucers and more doll, like,
knickknacks,
ceramic figurine dolls and lots of records. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But you picked up something.
I did. I found a good thing today. Well, yesterday.
You came home. Yesterday you said, Eric, you will not believe what I got. I'm like, uh-oh, this is either going to be weird or expensive. A bit of both, but
you didn't like it at first.
I hated it at first.
You were like, how much did it cost?
And
then, you know, I broke the golden rule that every wife should know. Never, ever, ever tell your husband how much something costs because you crapped your pants when I told you that. You were like, oh, what?
So do you want
And then you were mad at me for a long time. And then after a while, you were like, oh, this is actually kind of cool. And then you posted it on Instagram before I did.
I was pretty excited.
Taking all the credit for doing nothing.
So you want to explain what you picked up?
I thought you were going to play the video.
Okay, we can do that. That'll give people a bit of an idea.
Adventures.
Wow-wee. I sure do. I have them all the time.
Okay, I am freaked out even watching this video, Rochelle. Explain what
this is. I do not understand why you are freaked out. Yes, the eyes on the doll move back and forth and up and down.
Explain what this is before you say
it. It's a doll.
Okay.
It's a doll. Most people would remember, I think, the Cricut doll. That's the doll that I remembered, the blonde-haired little girl, and her eyes would move, and she would talk as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it basically has a tape deck in it.
Yeah.
And you can buy all different tapes for the doll and different stories. And I think some of the tapes have a book that goes along with it as well. And I don't know. I don't think he's creepy. I don't think he's creepy anymore. When I first looked at him, like, it's different and it's, you know, but I don't think he's creepy.
I don't know. Have you ever watched Child's Play, Rochelle?
Maybe that's why. I've never watched that.
Weird, creepy dolls that come to life in the middle of
is
the night.
Is that with Chucky?
Exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. See, I only watched that one Chucky where he has sex with that human girl who you think is super hot. The one with the big tits.
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
Who is super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think Children of the Corn is creepier. Like the little blonde kids with the gleaming blue eyeballs.
This freaks me out. Like it just, between this and between the Poltergeist movie with the clown doll that comes to life. What have you brought home, Rochelle? What is this thing? Is freaking me out.
It's cute. The only thing that I think is kind of funny is that he's dressed a little bit like a skinhead.
Well, he has curly,
or like, red hair. I know, but you know how skinheads wear like striped shirts and suspenders and jeans, and he's got like the little hat on. Like he's like a cute skinhead.
So a little white supremacist doll.
He's a little white supremacist, little redheaded white supremacist doll. I don't know. That's the only reason why I think he's creepy.
Be proud of your race. play a song. White is right.
I have listened to it, but you know what? Our son, okay, he's 2.5.
Yeah.
He loves this thing so much. I have played the tape. We only have one of the tapes because the lady at the antique sale was selling, I think she was selling the tapes for too much. It was like, but then when I look online, she was actually selling them for half the amount that people were online. Hmm. So, but then, you know, then it would have cost so much and then you would have freaked out.
We'll make our own tapes. We can put any tape in there. We could put... You know, we record our own voices and I go,
I don't know if there's a record button on that thing, though.
No, but you can record it on, well, I guess we would need a
tape.
We don't have a tape recorder.
We do. We have another tape player, but it doesn't work.
We just use it as our kitchen radio.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
because a drunk lady sold it to me at a garage sale and she's like, oh yeah, everything works. And of course I didn't have a tape to try.
I'm sure we told that. Did we tell that story on here? But
yeah, probably. Okay.
I'm sure we did.
So yeah, Corky the doll. And I guess like, okay, so he has a sister.
Cricket.
And then he also has an older sister named Jill. And then apparently they also made baby dolls too.
Okay. This is getting weirder and weirder. The more you
think about it, the '80s, really, like there were tons of dolls.
Eighties toys were the weirdest, like, between this, like, you know, the Cabbage Patch dolls are creepy and weird, but then
they are not. How are Cabbage Patch dolls creepy and weird?
Dead eyes.
Oh, because the eyes don't move?
No, because they move, but there's no soul behind them.
Fuck, Eric. What did you play with? You were an 80s kid. You didn't have a Cabbage Patch doll?
No, I was playing with Lego and Transformers, like any cool kid would have done in the 80s.
You never wanted a Cabbage Patch doll?
Never. I was too busy making robots out of Lego and making transformable robots fight each other in cardboard box bases that I made. The best kid. That's me.
Okay. Well, I think it's good for little boys to have a little doll to play with.
Well, maybe in this 21st century.
Yeah, but this doll's from the 80s, so it doesn't make a difference, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense what you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, I love antique sales. It's so fun to look through stuff. Like I got a really good record, the McGarrigle Sisters.
And then you got another record, which is great on one side, and then totally scratched it.
I know. There's just like one big scratch. And I checked the McGarrigle Sisters both sides. Yeah. And then the second one, I just checked the one side.
Yeah, you know, this person just wouldn't rip me off.
You know what, though? It's because the table that you're buying something from, it's such a small table.
Yeah.
The dude is standing right behind me, like right in front of me, looking at everything that I'm looking at and then commenting. Like he was commenting on everything.
Well, that's a good record. Oh, you'll like that one.
Yeah.
This one's super good.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you a deal. The more you buy, I'll give you a deal. And blah, blah, blah. Like, he was trying to tell me, like, the history of some of this stuff. And
this kind of ties into my belief when it comes to retail stores. Is like, leave me alone. If I need you, I'll get you.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I went and bought some beautiful, beautiful boots, which I'm wearing right now, and I'm never going to take them off. And it was at the Nordstrom store in Chinook Mall, which is a big store in the
States.
We're
just bragging about your new fancy boots.
I know, Eric. They're so beautiful. They're cognac colored.
Okay.
Which is basically just light brown. But I could not, like, I was looking at the sale rack, and I felt like I had to hide from these people who were working there. Like every minute, one other person would come up to me. Can I help you find anything? I'd be like, no, I'm fine. Another person, can I help you find anything? No, I'm fine. And then when I was talking to you on the phone and telling you about the shoes, they tried to talk to me then too. And I was like, fuck, is there any corner in this store that I can go and just talk on my phone or just like I felt like running away from the shoe salespeople.
The only place where you could probably find any sort of quiet is probably the change room.
But then how is everything going
in there?
Yeah. So they must be getting paid commission. That's the first thing that I think. And then I was like, oh shit, you know, this guy helped me first. And then I, you know, said I wanted to look around a bit. And then this other guy helped me in the end with buying the shoes. And then he got the sales commission, if that's the way it works.
It probably does work that way. But yeah, that's why I shop online. Because
I hate shopping online. Well, for shoes?
For shoes,
you
okay.
To try
yeah.
them on.
Yeah, for shoes. But like anything else, like...
Yeah, but you're a dude, right? Like, and you just get the same thing. You have like a uniform. You're like jeans and a t-shirt. These are my sizes, and that's it.
I do have a uniform.
Yeah. So of course it's easy for you to shop online, which you never do anyway. You never order anything online.
For clothes, no.
No.
I should do that though.
So what do you shop online?
For stuff.
You never buy anything online. You're talking like you shop all the time.
You know what I bought online? You know what's arriving in the mail?
What? A wire?
No, not a wire, but two little fuzzy tops for the microphone, so we don't have to have these things in front of our face as much. $6 that cost me, Rochelle.
Awesome. Wow, that's such a great purchase. I'm so glad you're doing that because it'll make such a huge difference.
Now, but then it means I can stare at your face without this thing.
I like this thing. I like these pop filters. Pop.
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 I think they work fine.
Okay.
You know what happens with those fuzzy things?
What?
A whole bunch of spit collects in them.
Do you think
you can clean this? You wipe it on both sides. You think I don't clean this shit?
You actually clean these?
Yes, I do. Oh,
okay, that.
Why do you think our microphones are not covered in dust? What just happens by magic?
Okay.
Huh. Right? Is that what you think?
I really thought there was microphone cleaning elves, but I guess you are that.
Oh my goodness.
Why did I never even think that?
Yeah, because
these things just.
I just sit at home and watch Gilmore Girls all day, and then I let the fairies clean the house.
Yeah, okay,
right. Well, this is actually what we're going to be talking about today, isn't it?
Yep. So Rochelle has come up with a plan, which we gave a bit of a teaser in our newsletter, which I will only mention this one time during this episode. One time only. If you want to subscribe to our newsletter and get a heads up as to what we are talking about, go to our website, tiptaptip.com. This is the first and the last time you hear me talk about it this episode. So there you go. Anyways, your master plan.
Eric.
What?
I have to tell you something.
You hate me?
I want a divorce.
Oh, no. Really?
I want a divorce. Let's go to whatever cheap lawyer and get a divorce.
I think I saw at the 7-Eleven candy aisle sort of ruffling through the pepperoni sticks. He said that he was a lawyer, so I totally believe him.
Awesome. Let's pay him $2,000 and let's get this sorted.
He said that if I gave him like a Slurpee and a couple slices of 7-Eleven pizza, we're totally good.
Cool.
So you want a divorce, huh?
Yeah, that's step one of my master plan.
Okay.
And then step two is that you're going to be my boss and you're going to hire me.
Okay, so first part, I think we're already doing that.
Yeah.
The whole boss part. The hiring you, how does
you think we're already doing that? You already think you're my boss?
Well, I tell you to do things. I am the boss. I am the big, big boss. I'm the boss.
And then I'm going to work for you, and then you have to pay me money.
Okay, I'm not so sure about this plan so far.
How much are you going to pay me?
I don't know. What's minimum wage these days? What's the lowest amount I can legally pay you and not get thrown in jail?
I don't even know what the minimum wage is right now.
I have no idea.
Let's say $10.75.
Sure. But if it's lower, then we'll lower it. $10.75.
You know what minimum wage was when I was younger and working in fast food?
Wait, five something?
$5.75.
What is going on with
this? I know. Hey, that was crazy.
Okay, so your plan,
so then you're going to hire me.
Okay.
And then pay me. And then I'll do like housework and stuff and it will be like I have a job.
So
I'll get tax breaks and
so that kind of stuff. Let me just pause here for a second here.
Yeah.
I'm failing to see the benefit for me. Well, like, what do I get out of this? We know what you get out of it. You get...
Oh, well, I didn't think about that.
Oh, okay. Don't...
Why would I think about that?
I don't know, because I'm one half of this operation, right? So Rochelle gets paid.
It makes you feel, like, really rich because you have hired help. Only rich people can afford hired help.
Okay. So, again, what's in it for it, Eric? If I'm the boss.
Yeah, I guess there's not really very much in it for you because less money will go to you.
But if I'm the boss, then there's certain things that I can, that I can dictate. You know, I get to see if the job is done.
You cannot, just because you're the boss does not mean that you can be a dictator.
No, but there's certain standards that if you're going to be doing a job and I'm going to be paying you for a job, I want it done in a proper way.
No, can't do that.
No, well, hey, I'm the boss. I am the boss.
You have to be a nice boss.
I'm a boss with a checklist and a clipboard, and I'm going to go around going, okay, that is just dusted properly. That was not dusted properly. Well, dock a bit off your paycheck for that.
You don't even know what dusting is.
Dusting is getting dust off stuff. What is there to know about that?
You have never dusted. I've never, ever seen you dust.
I'm sure I've dusted once.
No, you have never. Eric, in the whole time that we've lived together,
I have dusted at least one time.
No. When?
When the sunlight was blocking the TV at a certain angle and I couldn't see it well enough. I'm like, wow, I need to get this dust off the TV in order so I can sit down on my couch and watch the show properly.
Priorities, right?
So yeah, technically, okay. I've probably done that twice, right? So, hey, I dust. Don't.
I don't think you're going to be that strict of a boss. You don't even notice anything. You never notice when stuff is dirty. You never say anything when stuff is clean. So
okay.
The only thing that I think that you would probably tell me what to do is your laundry.
Well,
can you please wash my pants and hem them for me so I can actually wear them? Thanks.
Yeah. Just looking over to my right.
Yeah. But I don't think you would be that difficult to work for.
I could be, if you know.
You could be, but I don't think you would be.
Well, just because I'm paying you doesn't
mean... You probably would make me make you hot dogs every day. That would be easy.
Oh, I would get sick of hot dogs, like, so quick.
Or you'd be like, can you make that pizza again?
Okay, pizza I could be fine with. But the point is...
If you had to tell me, like, what to cook you for dinner, what would it be? What would you order?
Well, it depends. Like, I'm not going to... You know, I'm not going to have the same thing every day. I don't know.
Well, I know that, but can you pick two meals that you would have for dinner?
I would have slow-cooked roast. That's what I want. Okay. I'm the boss.
I'm just.
I'm the boss.
Oh my goodness. I think you would like this too much.
Okay.
So I'm starting to think that my end of the deal is not really that good anymore.
Yeah, you're the one who came up with this plan.
Yeah, but I thought you would just like stay the same as how you are.
No.
Oh, that's where Bo gets it from. That's where our son gets it from. Stubbornness and say no repeatedly.
Yeah, because you are totally not stubborn about anything, Rochelle.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so flexible.
Yeah, okay. Let's not talk about what we do in the bedroom.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Moving along. So speaking of being a boss, you know, if you're being hired by me on paper, technically, you can't just be going around doing your job and, you know, sweatpants and whatever. I demand professionalism from all my hired help. That means a uniform. That means
you want me to wear a maid uniform?
No, I want you to wear a proper cleaning person uniform.
A proper cleaning person uniform? There's no such thing.
Jumpsuit. I want you to wear a jumpsuit with your name embroidered over the left chest area.
Breast.
Yeah, or left whatever.
And would this jumpsuit be like a prison outfit?
No, it'd be tailored.
Oh, a tailored prison outfit?
Yeah.
Would it be orange or blue?
No, well, I'm sure you could pick a nice color. We can, I don't know, whatever. We'd pick a color. We'd look at swatches.
I totally like this. I really want a jumpsuit.
We'd sit down and look at swatches and go, okay, that's the color of jumpsuit I want to wear. Okay.
And then how many?
But then you know what I do?
Do I have to pay for the jumpsuit or do you pay for the jumpsuit?
No, you're hired help. You have to go out, drive out, get the fabric and make your own jumpsuit. Oh.
That does not seem fair.
Hey, I'm the boss.
Are you paying for the material?
No, that's coming out. It's your suit.
No, you're making me wear this. When I worked at Wendy's, they paid for the uniform.
Well, we're not Wendy's, right?
But they got the uniform back afterwards.
Yeah. You get to keep your uniform forever.
No, that's dumb.
Nope. I'm the boss.
Your rules stink.
Your plan. I'm just following it.
Okay, so where am I living? In your house with you? Do I get separate quarters?
Let me think about this for a second here. So technically we're divorced, right?
Yeah.
So that means the bedroom's mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so the couch, is that good enough for you?
No. I need to have my own room.
Well, I can hang up like a blanket across there. That's kind of like a room, right?
Oh, we can hang up a blanket like right in the middle of the bed?
No. In like the middle of like the front room.
Oh, so I don't get to sleep with you at all?
No, we're divorced.
Oh, okay. But I need to have my own room. That's a part of the Canadian, I'm pretty sure, employee standards would frown on that.
Well, let's think about this. What is a room actually? Okay, four walls and a door. Right, but, you know.
Yeah, my own space.
Your own space. Okay, you get your own space, but.
And not a closet.
Not a closet. Okay, well, that changes things.
That means that this room that we're doing the podcast in would become my room.
No, this is my study.
Oh, no.
Right, this is where I go to retire and contemplate and think about things. And I don't know. We'll think of something. There's a little area behind the kitchen right before the stairs.
That does not fit a bed.
We can kind of curl up in there all snug.
I know. I'll take the garage. We'll put a heater in the garage and you'll have to renovate it so that will become my separate apartment.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
So, okay. So, what are our details?
And, okay. What's it called? Conjugal visits with your maid. What do you think about that?
Well.
Is that because we're divorced?
Yeah.
you know, but people who are divorced, they probably still sleep with each other sometimes.
I would imagine. I could see that being in the works.
And then are you going to be paying me for those services?
Oh,
as well?
No. If anything should be happening, you should be paying me for the privilege no, of sleeping with me.
No, so. If you do that, I will report you to the Canadian Employment Standards and tell them that you were sexually harassing me.
Oh, okay.
So you have to pay for it.
No.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to fire you. If you're my boss, I can fire you and get a new worker who's a little bit more cooperative and not as stubborn.
Oh, really? You think other women would be more cooperative?
Well,
with your no.
Okay, here's a question. Before all of this happens, do I get to interview you before I accept you for the job?
Fine, interview me right now.
No, I guess I'm not prepared. I don't have any questions to think of. So, but I think that should be the case, you know, because you don't just walk into a job. You have to, you know, one, I want to see your qualifications. I want to find your references. And I want
to know all of that already.
Well, I just got to go through proper procedures, Rochelle. You know, if you start cutting corners now, next thing you know, you have pop filters that aren't dusted and stuff.
You suck.
What? So I will need references.
Fine. You know what? I don't want to be hired by you anyway.
Okay. So
go screw yourself. Well, clean your own pop filters. I don't want to be hired. You probably pay me so shitty anyway. I'll go get hired by someone richer.
Rochelle, you're breaking my heart.
What? You just told me you wouldn't hire me.
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, if I'm hiring you for a specific job, I want to make sure you're going to be able to do it well.
You know what my qualifications are, Eric.
Really?
Yeah, you do, because you see it every day. Hmm. None of it would change.
Okay.
Don't look at that pile of hair on the floor.
Yep, I'm seeing examples of your work everywhere, Rochelle.
It's good. It's so good. This place is spotless.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take that into consideration. And if we think that you're a good candidate, I will get you to call back for a second interview.
No, I already told you. I'm not going to be interviewed by you. I'm just going to just go get hired by someone else who will pay me more and charge more. You're not going to pay me enough. You're only going to pay me like less than minimum wage. I do not accept.
You don't accept?
I do not accept.
All right. All right. So let's think of this. Let me think of this for a second. Well, I'll have to take that into consideration. If you think Rochelle...
Yeah, you think about it for 2 years and then let me know. Right?
If you think I should hire Rochelle as professional service, let me know. info@tiptaptip.com. That's all I got to say about that. Let's catch up on what's going on in the world of Eurovision. So it is... it's getting busier. It's definitely picking up. It is the 1st of March right now, and things are gearing up in a couple months. It's going to be Eurovision time, which is kind of...
March, April, and then May 23rd is when it all comes down.
Yep, it's going to be the 60th anniversary of the Eurovision Song Contest. And we mentioned last episode that Australia will be performing... Which is going to be crazy.
So cool.
And we need to get Canada in on that for Eurovision 61. So let's start it here. This is ground zero for the campaign. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
So we got a number of contenders here that we can have a listen to, including Cyprus, Serbia, France, Spain, Lithuania, and Latvia, and Estonia. We're not going to listen to all of those today, but just letting you know. What we got on board here.
How many is that? That's like...
Six or seven. Seven.
We'll do like three.
Sure. So I'll say the countries again, and then Rochelle, you can have the first
Estonia.
Day. Estonia? Okay. That sounds like a good one. Let's have a listen. This is Lena Bourne and Stig Rasta with a song called Goodbye Yesterday. Let's have a listen.
I woke up at 6 a.m. My eyes were closed, but my mind was awake. Pretended I was breathing at a deep sleep pace. I dressed so quietly. I was frozen by the jingle of my keys at the door. As I got outside, I smiled to the door.
Estonia.
That was super cute.
You like that?
I liked that.
I like that one a lot. That was Alina Born and Stig Rasta, Goodbye to Yesterday.
So, I like Stig Rasta's voice.
Stig Rasta?
Is that what his name is?
Stig Rasta.
Stog?
Stog?
S-T-O-G.
S-T-I-G. I mistyped that.
Oh, okay. Stig Rasta. Yeah, I like his voice a lot. Her voice is really good, but I don't like it when she does like the... Yeah. Like, I don't find that's appropriate for the song. I think the song is a different genre.
It was good. It's probably my favorite song that I've heard so far. It was nice and catchy.
Yeah.
And is a bit different. Yeah. You know, had like the nice horns at the end, this kind of mariachi horns, which I don't think I've ever heard any Eurovision song in recent memory, at least. So.
Yeah. And I think when countries enter it and they have a male and a female singer, there's something about that combination that usually works really good. Like last year with the Netherlands, the male and female country song, well, like that was really, really pretty. One of my favorites then.
And I can see, even though I would disagree that a lot of people will probably compare it a bit to the Netherlands entry last year.
I'm not comparing it.
I'm just saying
because it's a male and female duo. That's all.
I'm not talking about
that's
you.
That's the only similarity.
Everything is not about you, Rochelle.
You just said that after I said that, which means that you're saying it to me.
No, I'm...
Inadvertently.
No, I'm not saying that. No, like, you know, the sort of country-ish song, male
It's not... Female. I don't think this song is country.
Ish.
No, it's not. Okay. I never said that.
I'm not talking... Nothing is everything about you. Okay, I'll shut up. Zip.
I have to say, Estonia usually puts out really good entries. I usually do like their stuff. They usually do very well.
Yeah, so I hope that this song makes it to the finals. I have a good feeling about this.
I think it will. It's so good.
It's good. Yeah. I think it's really good. And it's different. So, all right, so that was Estonia. Let's have a listen. What else we got here? We got, okay, cross them off the list. We got Latvia, Lithuania, Spain, France, Serbia, and
France. Let's do France. One of the big ones. What are they called? The Big Five.
Big Five. Let's have a look at this. This is Lisa.
For our listeners that don't know, the Big Five are the people who automatically get into the finals.
It's going to be six this time because Australia's going to be automatically pushed to the finals.
Oh, okay. So France is one of the Big Fives.
Okay. This is Lisa Angel and a song called N'oublie pas. And let's have a listen.
Il ne me reste que des larmes. C'est quelques notes venues d'autrefois. Et le chant de nos prières, nos cœurs qui espèrent, et le vide sous mes pas. Il ne me reste que les cendres de mon village plongé dans le silence. Je ne suis qu'une blessure, un cœur sans armure. Comment survivre après ça? Mais je suis là, je n'oublie pas. Dans mon village, balayé par l'histoire. Et je vis.
That was France with Lisa Angel. And
I like that word, noubli. It's fun to say, like noodle.
N'oublie pas. thoughts, Rochelle? What do you think about that?
I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, just one thing you keep in mind is.
And I feel bad saying that because, like, she's an amazing singer, but the song is just kind of. I do like, there are some ballad songs that I do like. I just wasn't feeling this one.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not much to say about this. It's much different than France's entry last year. The thing about France is they tend to kind of bounce back and forth between the type of songs that they enter. Last year, I don't know if you recall, their entry, the group called Twin Twin. They did a song called Mustache.
Oh yeah, that was a fun group. That was fun. That was,
and
yeah.
It seems like and here's the thing. I like that song and I thought it was super catchy, but then it made it, well, it was in the finals automatically because it was they're part of the Big Five. But then it came in like second last or last, which I was surprised. Like sometimes I don't get how Eurovision votes, because I will like a song.
Oh, I totally don't get how Eurovision votes. It like, always throws me off. Like, I did not think that Conchita Wurst last year was going to win. Not at all.
Yeah.
You thought, you actually said that you thought she would.
I thought she'd
do well, but I don't think either of us thought she would be the winner.
I can't remember who I thought was going to
win. I for sure thought it was going to be Netherlands. And you know what? They came in second, so I was almost right.
Yeah. So.
Crossing my fingers. It was such a good song last year.
But yeah, it's just, here's the thing. Like, with last year, I didn't get why they did so badly because I thought it was a catchy song, but maybe that type of catchy does not translate to the audience. And I think part of it also is the jury vote, because they probably tanked in that because
I remember watching the video and thinking, well, this is a fun song. This is a fun group of people, but the song itself, I can't remember it at all. Because it wasn't super, super awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, the thing is,
that's why I don't like, sometimes when you watch the video, you get like a different idea what the song is. And then I listen to our podcast afterwards and I hear the song again and I'm like, why did I say that was good? Oh, because the video made it look cool.
Well, in this case, we were,
good.
With this song that we just listened to, it was pretty much just the song. We didn't actually get to see them perform. There's just like a still image. So
yeah,
we could concentrate more on that. And even then, I'm not sold on how well this song will actually do, but you never know.
Because of the ballads, right? Like the ballads have to be spectacular. They can't just be like a basic ballad, because there are bound to be like five or six other ballads.
There's usually like a ton of ballads before they get eliminated by the finals.
Yeah. And there has to be something different in it. And I don't know what that is, but
yeah.
And I just think this one's just going to get lost among all the other ballads.
All right. We got one more song to listen to, Rochelle. Will you pick again? It's either going to be Cyprus, Serbia,
Lithuania.
All right, Lithuania. Let's have a listen. That is Monica Lindke and Vedas Bomila and a song called This Time. Let's have a
good pronunciation.
I do my best. Let's have a listen here. And there we go.
See what you miss. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm feeling love.
Okay, if this was a song contest for the most bouncy, happy people, we would have a winner. Anyways, that was Lithuania, Monica Linke, and Veda Bomila, and a song called This Time. So very happy, very bouncy, a lot of smiling and head bopping and bouncing around the stage and really, really.
And they actually do kiss each other on stage.
That was what the pause was.
This one is going to get, I think, a good vote from people.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's just so happy and perky. Like it just makes you feel good watching it. Mm-hmm. Although it's a little over the top. Me and Eric were kind of making fun of it.
Because they're just, you know, their body language on stage is just a little bit too
fake?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it is.
Maybe that's not the right word, but it's just like a little overly happy.
Yeah, and, like they live in like a world full of candy and they're the Oompa Loompas or something.
So.
That's what you mean, right, Eric? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So rating the songs that we listened to this episode, I think Rochelle and I can both agree that Estonia is our favorite.
Yes.
I think followed probably by this one and then France.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is that for today. I don't know. Rochelle, is there anything you want to say?
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Awesome.
So
we should totally hang out sometime.
No.
Why don't we go see a movie?
I don't fraternize with people that I hire. You know, I don't like to cross that line. I like
I'll feed you popcorn. You popcorn. You pay me $1 per hour and I'll put each kernel specifically in your mouth, covered in butter and salt.
I would prefer our relationship to stay strictly boss employee. And not go into that territory, because that makes things weird, and I don't like to feel weirdness with my hired help, right?
Did you want my uniform to be tight or baggy?
Well, that's whatever you want, because you're the one making it.
I'm going to make it so tight that I'm going to have the worst camel toe in the world.
Cool. Looking forward to that. Okay.
Well, you said I get to make it.
I guess, but I was hoping that you'd make it well. You know, sure, I could make a jump thing, too.
Are they going to make it so it can go up over my head, but it will be tight over my head like a swim cap, and then I never have to style my hair?
Okay, sure, whatever you want. Why am I hiring you again? Why would I want to...
You never said that you were going to hire me.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
I think, you know, because I told you this idea in advance.
Yeah.
You've been thinking over it, and you've been trying. You've been kiboshing it. You kiboshed my master plan. It was supposed to be super awesome for me, and now you made it suck.
Well, reality has a way of changing things.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you later. Anything else you want to say before we say bye-bye?
Yeah, you can always talk to me and Eric. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. Communication.
That's right. All right. Bye.
Bye. So